When Unalaska hosted the annual Alaska Historical Society Museums Alaska Joint Annual Conference, community members learned about topics ranging from Aleut art in Russian museums to Russian-American history. KUCB's Ann Hillman spoke with one presenter about Russia's view of Alaska now, 142 years after the sale.
The Russians want Alaska back. Sort of. Andrei Zemensky, an assistant professor of history at the University of Memphis, recently spoke at the Alaska Historical Society annual conference in Unalaska. He says Russian nationalism is pushing its way into the mainstream culture, and people are lamenting the fall of the Russian Empire.
The funniest thing is that contemporaries in the 19th century were not so much upset about the sale of Alaska as modern-day Russian nationalists.
Even one of former President Vladimir Putin's favorite bands sings about it.
They have a song which is called Don't Fool Around, America, Give Back Us Our Native Land. That's all. Of course, it's nobody seriously talks about bringing back Alaska to Russia, but it's a rhetoric, it's a talk, it's a bunch of gossip, it's a bunch of stereotypes, which help some Russians to massage their ego.
Zemensky says Russian nationalism is on the rise. Some see Alexander II, who sold Alaska to the United States, as a traitor. They say that traces of Russian culture that remain in Alaska are evidence that the state is still spiritually part of Russia. Others lie in their books and say Alaska was rented, not sold. Zemensky says the misinformation is not refuted in textbooks, nor do textbooks even talk about Russian-American history.
The textbooks don't mention Alaska at all. There are only maybe a couple of lines. I saw major textbooks. They mentioned two sentences that Alaska was sold by Alexander II. That was bad decision, bad strategic decision. That's it.
Part of this rise in nationalism comes from disillusionment with capitalism and the United States. Zemensky says many people thought the rise of capitalism in the 1990s would solve the country's problems. Then, when it didn't...
Well, a lot of people, millions of people feel offended, betrayed, the failure of capitalism in Russia in the 1990s, this chaos and mess that was produced by Yeltsin government is ascribed to the conspiracy of some hidden forces like United States, world Zionism, and some Russians sincerely believed in this, as funny as it might sound to us.
He says some of the newly stressed national pride is even leading to hate crimes against Muslims and people of color in the cities. Other people openly put up signs that request roommates only of Slavic origin.
The aim is that we should restore our glory as much as possible. Even though we lost a lot of lands, we Russians, we have to consolidate ourselves as Russians right now. We don't need this. Yes, we did lose these lands, but now we don't need them. So let's, as Russians right now, rise up.
So the Russians may not really want Alaska back, but they do want her glory. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.